The 104GB number is what grabbed me here. A Hacker News user going by Carlislefu posted a demo of running QN3.8 Flash Next, a 104GB model on a 48GB Mac using a project called SlotStream, achieving around 12 tokens per second. Score of 218, 100 comments. That's not a benchmark in a lab, that's someone running it locally on consumer hardware that shipped this year.
SlotStream is doing something technically clever here. The core problem with running a model that's larger than your VRAM is memory bandwidth. You can't keep the whole model in active memory, so you're constantly loading weights from storage into memory as you need them. SlotStream appears to use a streaming approach that prefetches weight layers in a predicted order based on the generation trajectory, which reduces the stall time that usually makes this kind of offloading feel painfully slow. 12 tokens per second isn't fast by cloud inference standards, but it's genuinely usable for many tasks. And the fact that it runs on a Mac Mini rather than a multi-GPU server is the story.
The M4 Pro Mac Mini costs roughly $1,400 at the relevant configuration. If you can run a Frontier-class 104GB model on that hardware, the economics of local inference shift meaningfully for individuals and small teams who can't or won't pay for API usage at scale. The privacy implications are also real. Running locally means your prompts don't leave your machine.
The Bassetin piece on the efficient frontier of LLM inference is a useful companion here. It scored 129 with 35 comments, and it's essentially a systematic analysis of how to think about the trade-off space between model quality, latency, and cost in production inference settings. The concept of an efficient frontier is borrowed from portfolio theory, the idea that for any given quality threshold, there's an optimal cost or latency combination, and anything off that frontier is dominated by something better on at least one dimension.
The question isn't which model is best in the abstract, it's which model sits on the efficient frontier for my specific latency budget and quality requirement. And the Bassetin analysis suggests that the frontier has moved substantially in the last 18 months, primarily because inference optimization techniques like quantization, speculative decoding, and KV cache. That's actually a useful framing for CTO-level decisions. Management have matured enough to be production-grade rather than research curiosities.
There's something worth pausing on with the ChatGPT and Codex app bundling LibreOffice, because it's adjacent to this infrastructure conversation, but also genuinely strange. Simon Willison, who is one of the sharpest observers of the practical AI ecosystem, discovered that the ChatGPT/Codex desktop application ships with a full copy of LibreOffice embedded inside it. Score of 431, 193 comments. The working theory is that Codex uses LibreOffice's document processing capabilities to read and write Office format files, because LibreOffice has the best open source support for those formats.
This is the kind of thing that only gets discovered when someone pokes around in the app bundle, and it raises interesting questions about software dependency management at scale. OpenAI is essentially shipping a full Office suite as a hidden dependency of an AI coding tool. LibreOffice is LGPL licensed, so the legal requirements are manageable, but the HN community is having a field day pointing out that this inflates the app size substantially and that there were almost certainly other paths to the same functionality.
It's also a window into how quickly these AI application stacks have been assembled. When you're moving fast enough that shipping a full LibreOffice installation as a transitive dependency seems like an acceptable trade-off, you're moving very fast indeed.
The comment thread has some fantastic reverse engineering discussion about what exactly Codex is using from LibreOffice, and the answer appears to be primarily the document conversion pipeline, essentially treating LibreOffice as a headless document transformation service, which is a legitimate use case, just not one most users would expect to be bundled into their AI coding assistant.